All right, The Shilling Show heads into our final segment. Always a pleasure to welcome our friend Rolene Marks, correspondent from Israel, live with an update. And so many things going on there presently. We need to stay on top of all this. Rolene, welcome back to The Shilling Show. It's always so good to have you with us.
It is always such a pleasure to talk to you and your listeners. And I cannot express it enough. Thank you so much for all of your incredible support and your prayers for the state and for the people of Israel. And we really, really felt it coming all the way from you guys to Jerusalem over the past week.
Indeed. Would you give us an update? Because we understand there's been a lot of violence going on in and about Jerusalem. And what is the genesis of all this and what's happening on the ground?
In the last couple of weeks, there has been a significant uptick in violence, especially in and around the suburbs of East Jerusalem. Now, there are various factors. We are fast approaching another election at the beginning of next month. Some might feel that they are emboldened by Hamas, who are gaining more and more support in the West Bank. The internecine fighting between the two factions, Fatah and Hamas. And very, very troubling is the birth of a new terrorist organization called Lion's Den, which have threatened Israelis with what they call more surprises. They have already been responsible for several terror attacks over the last couple of weeks. The most recent one was the drive-by shooting that claimed the life of a 21-year-old staff sergeant from the Israel Defense Forces, Staff Sergeant Ido Baruch, just last week. But they are a new group. They were formed literally last month, and we're still getting to have a better or a more clear understanding exactly who they are. Not much is known yet. It is believed that they are funded by Hamas, and we've just seen a significant uptick in the amount of the throwing of rocks and stones at Israeli vehicles. Last week for the festival of Sukkot, which is also the Feast of the Tabernacles, which brings in tens of thousands of tourists from around the world, especially after the last 2 years, the magnificent march of flags of Christian communities from all around the world showing their love, showing their support for Israel and Jerusalem. This has been a very, very real concern. Last week as well, they threw fireworks towards Jewish worshippers walking towards the Wailing Wall, that area. A Jewish youth of 17 had his head pounded with a rock. He is in a serious condition in hospital. And a family was almost lynched on their way to the Wailing Wall. Now, there has been a drop in the violence, but at the moment we are still in a state of alert, especially in light of this new group called Lion's Den.
We're so short on time, and I'm going to have you back very soon, but we do have a few minutes left. We're talking with Rolene Marks live from Israel. I saw a very disturbing story this morning, which most people might just brush off, but it was that Australia has dropped recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. That's a very significant and really a bad turn. What do you know about that?
This is a huge story. It's dominating the media here. First of all, they very quietly walk back their recognition of West Jerusalem, which is the seat of all of Israel's political powers. It's where presidents, officials, prime ministers all meet with our officials here. It's the seat of the Supreme Court, the Foreign Ministry, the Knesset. Both the Prime Minister and the President reside in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, as your listeners will know, is the eternal undivided capital of the Jewish people since the times of King David. But the international community, until they see a two-state solution reached, support West Jerusalem as a capital. And even in a negotiation for a Palestinian state, the understanding is that West Jerusalem will remain Israel's capital. Now, Australia, which has been one of Israel's greatest allies and friends, has seen a change in government. This is a center-left government, the Albanese government, And they very quietly did this, first of all, without alerting Israel, which is a major breach of diplomatic etiquette, but also the time when Israel and the allies are celebrating the Feast of the Tabernacles and Sukkot. We have summoned their ambassador for a very harsh reprimand, and our prime minister, who's also our foreign minister, called it a wretched decision. He made his point very, very clear to the Albanese government, who say, you know, they are firm that they believe in a two-state solution. But what this really does is plays right into the rhetoric of Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, who have already expressed their delight at this, as well as Saudi Arabia, who say they support Australia with this decision. So it's really, really troubling. And Israel, of course, is concerned that the Albanese government could, in fact, recognize a Palestinian state, which would also be in contravention of a negotiated two-state settlement.
Rolene Marks, before we run out of time, I want you to tell people where they can reach you, because you have a lot of exclusive news coverage on topics concerning Israel and a lot of ways to get to you. So how can we find you online?
A number of ways. You can find our website at www.layoftheland.online. I'm on Facebook at Rolene Marks, on Twitter at Rol Marks. And it's just always such a pleasure to speak to you. And on YouTube, you can find my channel at The Israel Brief, where I bring you those headlines from Israel on a daily basis.
To be continued, because we left a lot on the plate. And Rolene Marks, we continue to pray for the peace of Israel and for Jerusalem. And we thank you for joining us today on The Shilling Show.
Thank you. And thank you so much for your support and prayers.